Blog Talk Radio.
I love this shoe. The new one, too.
Shar.
She's talking to you.
She's talking about your shoes.
My shoes? Oh, thank you so much. I am listening to my show. I go back and listen to my show, so I'm not ignoring.
You're good.
I'm going to hear how I sound. So when I do my next show, I make sure I don't repeat what I.
They wish and I wish and I wish and I wish and they wish on me. Yeah. I've been moving calm, don't start no trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me. You know how I like it when you loving on me. I don't wanna die for them to miss me. Yes, I see the things that they wishing on me. Hope I got some brothers that outlive me. Don't tell the story, shit was different with me. God's plan, God's plan. I hold back, sometimes I won't, yeah. I feel good, sometimes I don't, like, yeah. I finesse down Western Road, like, yeah. Might go down to G-O-D, yeah, wait, yeah. I go hard on Southside G, yeah, wait, yeah. I make sure that Northside E. And still bad things, it's a lot of bad things that they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish on me. Bad things, it's a lot of bad things that they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish on me. Yeah. Hey, hey. She say, do you love me? I tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mom, I'm sorry. 50 dub, I even got it tatted on me. 81, they'll bring the crashers to the party. And you know me, turn the 02 into the 03, dog. Without 40 Ollie, there be no me. Imagine if I never met the broskies. God's plan, God's plan. I can't do this on my own, hey, no. Someone watching this shit close, yup, yeah, close. I've been me since Scarlet Row, hey, bro, hey. Might go down as G-O-D, yeah, wait. I go hard on Southside G, hey, wait. I make sure that Northside E, yeah. And still. Bad things, it's a lot of bad things that they wishing and wishing and wishing and wishing they wishing on me. Yeah. Yeah. Bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish on me. Yeah.
Millions so we can live it up.
All I ever wanted was a bag. Now it's on my wrist and design.
wanted was a check. Drawers on my feet and diamonds hanging from my neck. Been styling from the jump, so the streets show me respect. Ain't no combo for a op, nigga, talk to the set. Instead of help these niggas hate, cause that's what they do best. And I be at these niggas' throat like a crew neck. Already hit your sister, now your little boo neck. And on the strength, the hardest you gon' get a whole crew neck. I only speak the real, nigga, I don't never flex. I be moving weight like I'm working on my quadriceps. I don't fuck with broke niggas, it's a disconnect. And I don't fuck with broke hoes neither, cause that shit's a mess. Niggas trying to buzz kill, but I ain't coming down. So if you ain't gang gang, then don't come around. You freeze up, you dying too, we don't fuck around. Pull up in the hood near you with 100 rounds. Bitch, all I ever wanted was a bag. Diamonds on my wrist and designer on my ass. The bitch on my dick cause she see I'm getting cash. She want me to take it slow, but I'm living too fast. All I ever wanted was a bag. All I ever wanted was a bag. All I ever wanted was a bag. Diamonds on my wrist and designer on my ass. When I touched my first 100 grams, I hit it with a 2 and made me like 20 bands. I gave my fiend a tester, made him do the running man. Short dog had to hit him with the Narcan. These niggas trap rappers but ain't got no bands. That's like a Thanksgiving dinner without no hands. I just chase cheese, bitch, I'm not your man. I don't got dreams, baby girl, I got plans. I just used to have watts, now I got fans. These niggas used to hate on me, now wanna be my friends. But this a real nigga party, you cannot get in. I got a Glock 19 with a booty chin. The clip long, I can go and shoot a movie, man. And my youngest posted at the store like the movie, man. I get groovy with the bag and make the money dance. I count it up and wrap it with a rubber band. I remember when I touched my first 100 grams. I hit it with a 2 and made me like 20 bands. I get groovy with the bag and make the money dance. Get groovy with the bag and make the money. I make it boogie. I get groovy with the bag and make the money. Dance. Get groovy with the bag and make the money. I'm a young wavy nigga, bitch, respect the sauce. I don't talk to the help, little nigga, where your boss? Your diamonds look like Deer Park, my shit dripping boss. You niggas steady taking L's, my niggas taking off. Roll up on you like some dice to get my point across. My bitch fuck with a dime, you can tell how she walk. Her nigga really move that bag, you can tell how she talk. And we don't never run out cause we cop it in bulk. I mix the green with the purple, then turn to the hawk. I catch a op, nigga slip and beat him to a pulp. My niggas 10 deep in hoodies, we look like a cult. My white bitch in all black, I just call her sauce. Two pillies on her side like she Laura Croft. She gon' suck it till it's hard and ride it till it's soft. After I pull up my Robins, then I'm pulling up. 300 grams of ice on the table, call me Jack Frost, nigga. I get groovy with the bag and make the money dance. I count it up and wrap it with a rubber band. I remember when I touched my first 100 grams. I hit it with a 2 and made me like 20 bands. I get groovy with the bag and make the money dance. Get groovy with the bag and make the money. I make it boogie. I get groovy with the bag and make the money dance.
Make it dance, nigga.
Get groovy with the bag and make the money dance.
Rock the mic, hustle.
You can't have one without the other.
Love
Love is overrated, raise your hand. And if you think Diddy's old, then make a band. But they ain't got shit to do with what I'm about to preach about. And why girls that's 18 still sneaking out? They creeping out. It's nothing new. All they want is to be lovey-dovey, man, and find a boo. No matter if it's school or work. If you two got chemistry, you two will flirt. Is it truly worth the gamble? Have your mind scrambled eggs in the end, be truly hurt. If a nigga got pride, he'll call you first. And of course she acting shy, only smiling his first. Will he go in my purse? She thinking, can she trust you? Make you her honey bear, Winnie the Pooh. Take you back to her lair, and then she fuck you. Baby so fine, until she cuff you.
Love and marriage, love and marriage.
It goes on and on.
Love and marriage, love and marriage. Go together like a horse and carriage.
Should I use the rubber?
You can't have one without the other.
Hey, he been stacking and stacking and hustling and trapping. When he get a crazy call, it's his baby mama acting like she ain't got no sense. But the two have kids that wanna make them split. But not banana crazy, it's more like dip out. It's giving them gray hairs and it's making them flip out. But not just yet, girl keeping it wet. Make y'all wanna have sex, but the reality check sets in. Oops, dude, fucking her best friend. He swear he was high, even high like the Jetsons. But they ain't no excuse, cause he steady be texting. Or should I say sexting, with an over phone erection. Only thing y'all could agree on is the upcoming election. Relationship status, leave it all up for a question. And now y'all making the move. Of course the women taking thousands, got the men in the blues. Tyler Perry in the house of pain. Why did y'all get married? And the answer's the same. She wanna play games like a real preschooler. So we took back that rock that he got from the jewelers. It took a couple cops to actually come and remove her. She would've got shot if it wasn't for viewers. But who's the loser? She spotted his cruiser. You know what that means? That means his windows were losers. And had them all down until he saw her at Hooters. What a couple old clowns trying to ride her like scooters. Working, 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 putting in the shift. But not just serving tables, giving work a little sniff. She swears she was stable, but tried jumping off a cliff. Dude lost his mind and the kids had a fit. Get a grip, you bitch, before it's too late. She killer kissed him, then stabbed him, still in his fate.
Love and marriage.
What you doing? Can I come over while you're alone? Cuddle on the sofa. I just want you to feel comfortable. Whoa. No telling what we're gonna do when I press play. You know I brought protection, baby, just in case. Gonna make the scene look right. Give you the act right. Said you like to make no plans tonight, so we can Netflix and chill.
Yeah, we chillin' out on the sofa. Maybe just come on over.
We can Netflix and chill.
So we need what you want me to.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's no stopping, not even commercials. Tomorrow you saw and I asked, did I do that like my name was Urkel? We don't even know what we watching. We might as well make our own movie. Don't watch anything cause you're choosy. It's the walls are tall. They would tell how you do me. Oh, girl, how the hell did you end up on top of me? Yeah, we both know that we were supposed to watch TV. Go run and tell your friends how we got it. You said you like, don't make no plans tonight so we can dance. Netflix and chill. To break the beat down so I can explain this shit to you. Rearrange this shit for you. Cause the kitty ain't never been so wet. You put the purr in perfect. We gon' need a movie playlist. If you with discretion advice, preview's a waste of our time. Only got pause and rewind. X-rated. Took a couple shots, now we faded. Pennies in your bra on the table. Doing this all with no label. We got Netflix, we don't need cable. What we got don't need no label. Now we on the credit, give you credit for the shit that you do. Don't give a fuck about the movie, girl, I'm here to watch you. Getting diggy every time with the shit that we do. We ain't in every time, but we knocking them boots. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shower, you make me wanna devour. Hathaway, asthmatic. When you walk in front with them leggings on your neck. When you text me back a freaky picture, not on IG. When you look at me with no hands, it makes me come back to back. I like it back.
For the 2018, 2019, man. All my real niggas in attendance, man. Stand tall, my nigga. All the bad bitches in here, I see y'all too, man. All I ever wanted was a bag, man. All I ever wanted was a bag. Diamonds on my wrist and designer on my ass. Don't bitch on my dick cause she say I'm getting cash. She want me to take it slow, but I'm living too fast. All I ever wanted was a bag. 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 Till I pull up and hit you with that hot lava. No fuck niggas around me, it's just a lot of shotters. Hop up.
This for the 2018. For the 2018, 2019, man. All my real niggas in attendance, man. Stand tall, my nigga. All the bad bitches in here, I see y'all too, man. All I ever wanted was a bag, man.
All I ever wanted was a bag. Diamonds on my wrist and designer on my ass. Don't bitch on my dick cause she say I'm getting cash. She want me to take it slow, but I'm living too fast. All I ever wanted was a bag.
Bag.
All I ever wanted was a bag.
Bag.
All I ever wanted was a bag. Diamonds on my wrist.
This for the 2018-2019, man. All my real niggas in attendance, man. Stand tall, my nigga. All the bad bitches in here, I see y'all too, man. All I ever wanted was a bag, man.
All I ever wanted was a bag. Pull up and hit you with that hot lava.
Yeah, you know what's up. Yeah, you know what's up.
You know what's up.
Roll up a stacks, dang, nigga.
Dang, nigga.
Yeah, yeah. She said she fuck with us because we run it up. But you can't fuck with us cause you don't touch it, no. That Draco with a curry, what he running from? We just pulled a full green and we drunk it up, bitch. Gang shit, pussy, yeah, you know what's up. And your VM in my DM says you tryna fuck. And I be getting to that money like I'm in a rush. Sipping up that dirty, really fucking nigga vision up.
It's Stacks Dang, bitch, I'm really out here chasing chicken. And I ain't fucking with no niggas that ain't tryna get it. Nigga play crazy with us and we gon' flip it. Like my nigga 500 Hardy, I keep the strizzy. Disrespect the back, wouldn't put 8 grams in it. Little bitch on my dick, shit, I might hit it. You know I keep it in the hood, pass her to my nigga. Never talk down on a nigga, that ain't how I'm living. These niggas really be hating, don't wanna see me winning. Me and Rolla, we been rocking to some little niggas. We 90s babies, but we shady like we from the 80s. And I keep four pockets full like I'm little baby. Never let a nigga play me or speak on my name. Bitch, I pull up with that stick like I'm Slaughter Gang. You can call me Leon Phelps cause I fuck your man.
Trevor love trouble. Hey, Trevor love letters.
Trevor love trouble. Hey, yeah, yeah.
Fly high, all we say is fly high. Yeah. Every other day we gotta say a bye-bye. I pray to heaven, guess my mama never see me die. But we coming from a city where we living just to die. Got them. Fly high, all we say is fly high. Yeah. Every other day we gotta say a bye-bye. I pray to heaven, guess my mama never see me die. But we coming from a city where we living just to die.
We living in a place where we ain't meant to win.
Nah.
They eliminate the churches just to teach us sin.
Yeah.
They the reason why the fentanyl is such a trend.
Yeah.
Take away the trades just to get a heroin.
All right.
I'm feeling like the only one that wants to change.
Yeah.
Just for a zip, they act a monkey to get a game. It's enough in the city for us all to eat. But they too focused on the crumbs, so they gon' miss the feast.
Yeah.
Too attracted to the beauty, they can't stand the beast. That's the harder way, pennies that can't amount to me. Wish the city would, too tired of rest in peace. Until we come together, city gon' be rest in peace. Yeah.
Fly high, all we say is fly high.
Yeah.
Every other day, you gotta say a bye-bye.
Wow.
I pray to heaven, guess my mama never see me die. But we coming from a city where we living just to die. Got them. Fly high, all we say is fly high. Every other day, you gotta say a bye-bye. I pray to heaven, guess my mama never see me die. But we coming from a city where we living just to die.
I pray to God my nephew get to see a meal. I pray to God my brothers get to sign they deal. I pray to God my niggas will ride for me. I pray to God my granny gets to live in peace.
I love you, God.
I pray my mama get to see these other views.
Yeah.
Hidden message in every picture like watching blues. I pray to God my uncle smiling down on me.
Right.
With Aunt Elvin, Elsie May, yeah, your boy's a G. I pray to God they free my homies in the pen. And we finally get the justice when they do a sin. I'm feeling like the country really owe us dues. Did all that labor, but the system really got the rules.
Fly high, all we say is fly high.
Yeah.
Every other day, you gotta say a bye-bye.
Yeah.
I pray to heaven, guess my mama never see me die. But we coming from a city where we living just to die.
Yeah.
Got them. Fly high, all we say is fly high. Every other day, you gotta say a bye-bye. I pray to heaven, guess my mama never see me die. But we coming from a city where we living just to die.
Trevor Lamb, Trevor Lamb.
Are you playing a song? Okay, y'all, we're live on air. We live on air. Hi, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. I had a caller, but we had to reset some things, so feel free to call back. The number is 657-383-1712. Thank you for all my guests that came today. I got a lot of love in the studio. I love it. And y'all having a good ass day today. I don't know why, but today's been good as fuck.
It's them inches.
Yeah.
I think it's them inches.
You look like a girl.
Yes. Hold on.
Anyway, no.
I'm telling it. Ha. I am. That was their word.
We got
Who
do know about that all too well. I have had an experience within myself that I have caused up harm to myself at one point in time in my life. I still got my scars, my battle scars, that's what I call it. I wasn't going to tattoo and cover it up, but it is my reminder of what I won't do again. I did this when I was in high school. It was a lot going on in my life at the time. It was a lot going on from my home life to I had a relationship back then. Personal stuff just within myself, stuff going on with my parents, school, trying to figure out my next step. And it was kind of so stupid that actually triggered me doing the dumbass shit. Like, I was arguing at what the time with my boyfriend, and we got into it. It was a lot. Like I said, I had all this other stuff going on. I was talking to this girl too on top of me having a boyfriend. But my boyfriend was supposed to be cool with it. But then, something happened. I don't know how the argument kind of went all together or how it even happened. But we ended up arguing. We got into it, and I had threatened to hurt myself. I feel myself right now. I don't got no fucking reason to live. And he was like, you ain't about to do shit. And that was the tip of the iceberg of off of everything I was already going through. And it was a pair of scissors around. It happened to be in the vicinity of me. And I was just doom. And the last one was cut myself so damn deep. I had to get 13 stitches on the inside, over 20 on the outside. My whole arm was bandaged up for the fucking longest. The blood, it squirted out. I hit a main thing. I guess the artery hurt. The blood, it squirted out. It was blood all over my robe. My hospital. It was blood all over my room, blood everywhere. My mom was in there. I was her team to the hospital. I called her friend at the time, her middle friend at the time. He was always taking me wherever I needed to go or whatever. And my mom had found out they wanted to put me in a psych ward. I had to talk to this little counselor lady, at children. Y'all, it was so crazy. This time, I'm meant to talk and, tell people and, you deserve stuff like that because I fucked my way out of going to the mental hospital, on my life. They was about to tie me up, take me, no, you gotta go. Your daughter need to go for it. They wanted to take me for a couple of days. But I just ended up talking to the lady and, telling her, no, I'm just overwhelmed. I'm just stressed out. I gotta help my mom take care of 5 younger kids. I don't never get to live my life. I don't want no more kids. I gotta wake people up for school. I gotta cook dinner at night. I gotta get kids ready for bed. On the weekends, I don't get no weekends. It's me in a house with 5 kids. Not my mom. My mom works 2 jobs and she goes to school. I'm literally mom. I'm second command in charge. On top of, At the time, I had a few years earlier, I had met my biological dad. I found out that all these years that my dad wasn't my dad. I met my biological dad. He came to the picture for a little bit, and then he just poofed and vanished on me. And I didn't know why. I felt unloved. I felt unwanted. And I didn't know why this man that created me didn't love me. I didn't know why. I wasn't good enough. I wasn't even good enough for my own dad who wanted to be there and wanted to love me. I was mad at my mom because why the fuck did you lie to me all my fucking life? I'm sitting here going through life not knowing who I am. Everybody knew. Everybody knew but me. My aunties knew, my grandma knew, the whole plan. I guess the story I got, and I don't want to bash anybody. I don't know who's watching. I don't want to bash anybody. I don't have no heart. So, of course, my biological father. I don't have any childhood towards my mother or anybody. We were over it. But basically, it came out about who my dad really was and what I was about, who she was really pleased with, I guess. He had already had older kids. He was a much older man than her.
That is something that a lot of people don't know as well. Like, my mom was 16 when she had, she got pregnant when she was 16. My dad was in his 20s. He had no business fucking my mom, and she had no business fucking him. But I came along, and I dealt with that a lot, trying to deal with who I was, because I grew up thinking, like, my brother's dad raised me, and I had no idea. As far as, like, his family, they didn't treat me different. I couldn't even tell you that that wasn't my family. I didn't feel that. Like, everybody knew I wasn't his daughter. They all basically made the agreement, okay, well, you should do that at the beginning. There's a lot of rough going on. But everybody already knew what it was. They all made an agreement, like, you know, this is who's going to be her dad. This is how we're going to do it. I found out. And long story short, I basically talked my way out of having to go to the psych ward. I basically made it seem like I was overwhelmed and I made a mistake. I don't know, looking back, maybe I probably should have talked to somebody and got some actual help, because I never really dealt with the issue. But I did. I have hurt myself. And it's funny because I was in high school. And when I went back to school, everybody was like, what happened? What happened? Like, it's probably people that's going to watch my live and they probably going to remember my story. Like, damn, like, this bitch tried to cut herself. I told everybody, I fell on the ice. And I cut my arm, because it was snowing at the time and shit. And it was real icy. I told everybody I slipped on ice and I cut my arm and I sucked it up. I made a funny little lie, and I smiled, and I went on every day like everything was okay. And I'm good at that. I'm good at making my struggle look good. I could be going through the worst shit, and I will have a smile on my face, and not nobody will know, like, she really got so much going on. So that's my story about my self-harm. I was going to get a tattoo and cover it up, but I have not self-harm since then. I didn't like playing my mom through that. I didn't like putting my brothers and sisters through that. But they looked up to me. They were scared. They were crying. And I just told myself, like, I'm better than that. Like, I had to give myself a pep talk and let it be known, like, you better than this, you're stronger than this. And each time I would get to a point where, like, damn, I want to hurt myself. Like, cause I don't know why. It is like the cutting part. It released this energy and just made me feel better. Like, it's kind of a fucked up thing. It's people don't understand unless you've been through it. But it made me feel better. So every time I felt like I was going to do it again, I would just look at my arm and remind myself, like, you're beautiful, you're worth it, you are loved, like, you deserve better, and you are good enough. Like,
so what makes you feel like you want to do it again?
I haven't had that feeling in years. As a teenager, when I would hit certain rock bottom, certain things, me and my mom, like, we would get into it a lot. We get into a lot. Because my brothers and sisters, they would listen to me versus listening to my mom. But they were so used to taking orders from me and me being in charge that I don't know who, like, I don't know why they would do it. I would ask them, but, like, you know, they just, it was that type of issue. I always had a smart mouth. I can definitely admit to that. And I have had a fucked up attitude. But I have had a fucked up attitude because I felt like the people loved me and the people I was supposed to care about me betrayed me. I felt like nobody loved me. I felt like nobody cared about me. And nobody took the time out to ask Deanna, was she okay? The whole time when I found out about my father's situation, nobody once said, how do you feel, Deanna? Are you okay? Nobody. My grandmother did, my grandma, we definitely were like, play tight, but nobody cared about my feelings. Nobody stopped and thought about how this affected me. My dad that did raise me, he turned his back on me. He didn't want nothing to do with me. He knew I wasn't his. He didn't want anything to do with me after the fact he found out that I met my biological father and I was thus trying to build a relationship with him and learn who I was through him and learn through me his family. He cut me off. We got into a big argument one day. He was taking me to school. And the officer room to this day, he told me, don't worry about it. My kid's going to be cool. And I was like, heartbroken. I'm like, damn, I'm your kid. And I got to start crying. I was crying. Like, I was crying. I didn't want to go to school. I didn't want to do nothing. Like, that hurt my feelings. Like, you raised me. You took care of me. You're the only man I know. Like, he cannot ever replace you. And I don't know if maybe it was because nobody told him that, okay, I met this man. Nobody told him. So his feelings were hurt. And his feelings being hurt, he took it out on me, and he cut me off. He stopped taking care of me, stopped doing stuff for me. When I mean my dad took care of me, his kids, my dad took care of us. I went to my dad's house every weekend. I went to my dad's house every holiday. And my dad wasn't no happy dad. Anytime we needed something, my dad came through. Clothes, shoes, all that, money, whatever. My dad came through, and my dad damn said, fuck me. All because of what they did. And it wasn't my fault. And then my biological dad, like I said, he came in, then he poof was gone. I didn't hear from this man for weeks. Weeks turned into months turned into years, and then it was like, damn, what the fuck is wrong with me to where everybody abandoned me? Like, I have abandoning issues. I for sure do. I'll admit that. And it was just like, I don't know, I felt alone. But enough about me. We're going to go ahead and move on to my guest. Tatum.
Hi.
Thank you for coming. Me and Tatum met. It was God, y'all. It was God. I was at work. I was going to go pick up food for my job. And she was at work. At a teacher's place. I won't tell y'all where. I'm not trying to go get her nothing because he was and I seen her arm. She had cut marks on her arm. And I wanted to try to approach her in a way that didn't make her feel uncomfortable, but want her to come on my show. So I kind of just went to the car, got my business card, and was like, I got a radio show, and kind of told her about it. And I was like, I see you got your arm and stuff. Like, do you want to come on and tell your story? So this is Tatum, y'all. Thank you, Tatum, for coming.
No problem.
Go ahead and tell people your story.
Okay. I guess I can start where we started, I guess. The whole depression as a whole and having anxiety as a whole started from when I was really young. I think my parents were only together for about a year until after like I was born, and then they split up. And so I never lived in like that happy dream home. And I mean, I know a lot of people have it, so it's nothing new. But my mom was in a car accident. Years and years before I was born, she had 29 fractured lower waist, 15 above. The left side of her face was crushed, and her right foot was severed off and sewn back on. And she lost her mom and her grandma in the accident. Therefore, she had to take a lot of medication, but she also drank on top of that, which made that hard. And my dad was constantly just running around trying to make things work, and it never felt like it would work. And then the whole settled down, and like, they settled down, and everything was good up until like fifth or sixth grade. Sixth grade is kind of when I hit like a hard, like a rock and a hard place, and I just felt like I would never be enough. And I started shaving my legs like from fifth, sixth grade. And the first time, and I shaved my legs, and I cut my leg when I was shaving, and I was kind of mad about it. And I cut my leg, and I was like, ooh, like that, and I felt good. And then I started to travel up my arm, and just it was a continued thing for about 6 to 8 months before I told my mom, and my mom looked at me and told me, you did it wrong. And after that, it kind of was a downward spiral of binge eating, self-harm, and drug use, and it was just a really, really bad situation. And it's been a lot going back and forth in between my mom and my dad, and trying to make everything work, and trying to go to school, and trying to get a job, and trying to keep like a normal social life when you don't really have a life to begin with, and you feel like you're falling apart at the seams. And like, even now to this day, like, even though that, like, I've been clean since February, and I've been off all hard drugs since like the beginning of August, and But, like, it's just, sometimes it still isn't as easy. Like, even today, I was having just a bad wave of thoughts and just feeling like nothing was worth it. And that feeling is valid. And, like, that's something that it took me a long time to realize, is that those feelings are valid regardless of the circumstance. And, like, I guess it's just kind of learning and building from there.
Does that come from like a sense of loneliness?
Yeah, I felt really abandoned as a child because I felt like my neither one of my parents ever listened to me, nor does it feel like sometimes do they now. I feel like they kind of get their views mixed up with what I think you need, when in all reality I need very little. It just takes you a second to understand what I'm saying. And so it's kind of feeling like I felt like I was really abandoned as a child, and like in school it was really rough. I was really good in like middle school, and then the beginning of high school was really rough, and it's been pretty rough. And like I got picked on for a really, really, really long time, and like so really feeling like I'm alone, not only with my family but with my peers outside of school, feeling like that I will never fit in anywhere. And I mean, now obviously that thought is absolutely obsolete considering of all of the insane people that I see every day, you know, like and all of the warmth that I feel around me, all of the support I feel around me now. But 6 months ago, that's not how that was. I had me and my baby, and that was me and my boyfriend, and that was it. I had nobody else. I had nobody else to run to. Nobody. I had nobody's trust like that. Not even my own parents. And sometimes I don't have that trust with them. And so it's just, once again, as I said earlier, just kind of learning how to cope with that feeling and move forward.
Well, I have two questions. Well, you already answered one, so I can go to us. You got a boyfriend.
Well, not necessarily.
Good to hear. That's all I need.
Yeah,
no. But so you said, well, first question, how are you feeling?
Do you want me to wait?
So that was supposed to be kind of like
okay.
The icing on a cake.
Let's wait for it.
Let's wait for it.
She got more for a story. So my second question, you haven't mentioned anything.
When my mom and my stepdad got married, my stepdad had two older kids. They both were, my sister was like a senior in high school. My brother was like a freshman in college, you know what I mean? And so they were much older than me. And me and my brother were really, really close when this all very started, like in the very, very beginning. And then as I grew up and I found my way in life, they all kind of disconnected. And my stepsister as well, she's much older, she's a child. Beautiful family. I love them all to death, but I don't see them as much because I don't see my mom as much anymore. I see my mom for about 2 hours every other week. So that's really, and sometimes that's cut short because of work. So I don't see my family much on that side. But then on my dad's side, when my dad got remarried, my stepmom had a little girl that was 6 months and 4 days younger than me, and she is my best friend at this day. She is my ride or die. She's the love of my life, and she's my little sister. There's no question of that. And then I have a 9-year-old brother who is a little football maniac, real, real big and buff. And so actually, he's insane, but I love him. I love him.
Can I ask you a question? Are mixed?
Yes, I am. I am Sicilian, Italian, African American, Polish, and Greek.
I like all that.
Not trying to be funny, I'm the darkest thing, and my dad's side of the family.
Right.
That's crazy. Most of you like to like, but not. I'm the darkest.
Right.
That's why I act. So I got ridiculed because I'm the darkest.
I feel you.
I mean, that's why I act.
Yeah.
Do you think some of that has a play?
Oh yeah. Actually, I have a good story about that. So Melbourne Village is the big expensive mall, like Half Hour or whatever. They're like all the rich people go to. There's like no hot topic and no filters.
Like that sounds like what's wrong.
But I was at Beachwood, and me and a couple of my friends, and like sometimes apparently when I don't have makeup on, it was like a 12-year-old boy. I don't know how it happens, but it really does. It's like I get told this on a daily basis. It's all the time with no makeup on. So I just kind of had a hoodie on and some sweats, and we were walking around, and we walked into a store, like, all my dudes are, like, we're all big buff, but they're all real, real tall, and thin, and white. Like, it's real weird. We're all weird looking. But, and we walked in, and I was shopping for my mom, and, like, this lady was looking at me like I'm stealing. And mind you, I get that look quite a bit, because I am from Cuyahoga Falls. I mean, it's Caucasian Falls. You can't really question that. Like, that's where it is. That's where racial diversity really became a thing for Akron, and like everybody migrating more into that culture. And so it was, I've been kicked out of stores from just looking a certain way. Like, I don't, so I.
How you get discriminated?
I have been before. It hasn't been as of recent, really, because I've been hanging around with different crowds and really exploring my options as a human being and who I would fit with and who I feel like I would be good with or not. And so I have been before, but it doesn't happen as often as some people think.
Okay.
I got you. I know you are, man. These are printed right into my mind. You got it right on.
sure.
Tasha, I'm about to beat your ass.
Wait, what?
I'm so hard. That's not appropriate.
Oh, she's in a battle.
She did. She did. Okay, so everybody, we gotta be respectful. Everybody gotta tell their story. Everybody gotta tell their story, y'all. Let's not be rude. Just make sure you speak into the microphone. Please.
Oh,
yes. You can move it, take it out, whatever you gotta do. Speak loudly. Oh my God, damn, I made a mess. Shit.
I meant to boot more than Bob Stopper. You're really good.
Go ahead. Yeah, you can come one day. We're going to do it.
So, basically, I've been dealing with pretty much depression and self-harm since I was 15. But people are looking at me, they didn't ever be able to tell that. If people really know me, they know, like, I'm an asshole, I'm a clown, you know, like, people would never know what I'm really going through, and I don't show that. I don't like for people to feel like they need to feel sorry for me, or they got to show me any type of, you know, I like, for me to show you my situation, I feel like that's a weak sign to me, and I don't want nobody looking at me like I'm weak. So I never, like, it took me a while for it to even come out to my mom that I was, like, cutting myself and just like doing a bunch of shit, you know. So it's like, I feel like as I got older, it got worse. Like, I just turned 25 this year. And
you look good.
You do look good.
But,
look, I'm going to.
Wait. Like, really hard to. To actually like be around people, because I have such a people personality, like I can talk to anybody. I can go out and talk to a stranger and we might become best friends in that moment, like, but me myself, I know I don't like being around people. I don't like being around large crowds. I don't correlate with people how my personality comes off to basically make me. Like, ever since I was 16, like, I come from a family of men, literally. I got all brothers. So, I don't got no sisters. I got two cousins. They're, I mean, I plan on all sisters, but when my aunt died, my mom's a senior, so it's like, his sisters from there. But originally, first cousins. So, like, depression and bipolar schizophrenia really runs in my family. And, like, my sister fights me that. Like, when I say she's in and out of the side words every other weekend, like, liquor is her trigger. Mine is just unexplainable. Like, it could just be anything, literally. Like, the smallest thing pisses me off. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to cut myself today and I'm going to be tomorrow. Like, and it's been so many times where I felt like I didn't need to be here. And it's like, you can have everybody around you. And you can have everybody telling you in your face, like, I love you, I wish you'd be here. But you don't feel that way. Like, you still don't feel like, I don't belong here. Don't nobody love me. Don't nobody got my back.
Exactly.
Yes. So, like, it's like this incident that nobody else can feel. Like, this is something that you just don't feel.
Not even you. Like, you be searching for, like, what's missing. Like, you know
exactly.
What I mean? Like, what's.
Like,
what is I'm missing that's going to, like, put that piece to the puzzle that's going to, like, I'm happy now, like, I'm cool.
Right. And I don't think I was, like, literally found that yet. It's, like, this year was, like, my actually, like, my third time being locked away in St. Thomas. It was the worst place. First of all, they don't have doorknobs, and it's really creepy.
So, don't even go there. But,
and they feed you meat loaf that they like shit. So,
I was telling Jill.
It's worth the jail. She goes to a lot of jail. Like, they leave your cell door open. No. You tell them you're agitated, it's over. But I was in here for like 4 days, and it was like the first time I actually realized, like, I really have to get some help. I never wanted help. Never wanted to talk about it. I don't like talking to people, especially people that put the pen and the paper, and they feel like they know you, and they feel like they know what you're going through. No, you ain't been to this. You don't know me. So you can write whatever you want to, but you don't know me for real. Like, no how much I think still you still not gonna know. I never wanted to talk to anybody just for that reason. Like, for one, the process takes too long for you to see a counselor.
Right.
Once you see a counselor, then you gotta go through all the motions to even get set up with a stable counselor. So by that time, it's like, you know, I just talked about it myself. I don't even want to talk to you.
That was, yeah.
And it's like, that's what I told him when I was in there. And it's like, I don't like the process of going about to get a counselor or even seeking help to talk to somebody. For one, I don't like to be judged. People sit there and say they won't judge you and go home and judge the hell out of you. Like, or, you know, sit around with their group of friends and talk about your business and stuff. Well, you know, like if I don't talk about it, that's exactly
now, I'm sorry, I will interrupt you right there, but I do have a question for you. Don't think that it's not okay to go get help, because I've been talking to a shrink and I went through the motions to get to an actual psychiatrist, and it's actually beneficial. You know what I'm saying? It's actually beneficial. It's way better than talking to your best friend.
They don't know you.
Exactly. They don't know
you.
They can't judge you. Exactly.
By law, confidentially, like,
they can't say shit.
They can't
say shit.
Like, I can't judge you. You could take a bitch license. They were your name.
You're like, no, I know all that, but it's just like me and myself. I tell myself, like, nah, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, people are people. We're human. So, like, I'm the first time I've heard you, like, you know, you tell me your story, I'm going to give you some real feedback that, you know, I'm going to have a little couple jokes for you.
Right.
But, you know, that's just me, because you never know how other people are.
So my question is, so when you say as it got older, or as you got older, it got worse.
I really feel like it did.
What initially triggered it? Like, when it first, can you remember your first incident?
My first incident was when I had probably like a month after I turned 16. I felt like it literally wasn't nothing wrong with me. I never had issues. I never had family issues. Like, my dad's always been in my life. My mom has always been here. She's a little judgmental, but that's just her. Like, you know what I'm saying? I came from a good family. I came from a good home. So it was like nothing that was within the home or something that happened to me. It was just something that one day I woke up and I just felt like, damn, what's this? Like, I don't feel like I should be here. And it's like ever since then, it was like, wow. Like, my first time cutting myself, it was like a premature cut. And I used like one of those dollar razors. And I was sitting there, my brother walked in. He was like, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't have business, but here you are. So, this is what I'm about to do. So, and like my first encounter, my mom don't know about my first two encounters of being in St. Thomas. And my first encounter of being in St. Thomas was when I was 18 and I was dating my baby dad. And, like, from the time that I dated him up until I had my son, it was like he robbed me of pretty much everything. So that's pretty much where most of my depression comes from. I used to live, like, I had a very judgmental big dad. Like, he was like, oh, you can't go this, you can't go do that. Like, pretty much a controlling type of person. It was like, he's going to do what he wanted to do. Y'all wanted to go with people straight out of high school. It was like, you know, let me listen to all
the stories. I'm my man.
I graduated. I started high school with so many friends. I walked the stage by myself. Literally, when I was a senior, I walked the stage by myself. I didn't have no friends. Nothing. Nada. I didn't know I had a mom. Literally. Because the only person I ever talked to was my mom and my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, when he took me to prom, he wrote my prom. That, you know, that's supposed to be, you know, something lit for every type of girl.
That's
lit. So, you know, he grew my prom. I mean, it's like he grew in a lot. And it's like after I had my son, it's like that's when I had broke out of like cutting myself, but it was like I stopped. It's like when I had my son, it was like,
you had a reason. That's why I call my son when he's born. That's my reason. And that's my reason. I don't know what the fuck I was going through before I found out.
Exactly.
I was pregnant, going out of pregnancy, like, and then the whole little baby in your arms, like, this is my reason. I don't know about nothing else in this world. I ain't turned about me, but I'm turned about him. And I love him. It was just one for the beer.
So it was like, after that, like, after I had my son, like, I had cut myself in a long time, a couple years. Like, from high school, I say I probably cut myself all the way up until junior year, kept doing it, and nobody ever knew because I cut in weird places. And I'm the type of person that wears jeans in a 90-degree weather. Like, I'm dead serious. Like, I wear shit that covers my scar. Like, I don't need nobody asking no questions, no nothing. And, like, I get questions about me. I'm like, you know what? I got my own demons. That's literally my answer to everybody. I got my own demons. They're right there on demons. So, like, from my junior year up until I had my son, and that's when I got. And when I say I feel like it got worse for the older, like when I turned 25, like 6 miles, I was like, I feel like I'm not doing shit with my life. I got, you know, I'm a single mom.
He was fighting through a lot of demons, and like we related on a lot of stuff because
we were fighting the same shit. I just, you know, chose a different coping mechanism than he did. I was like, fighting with depression, anxiety, self-harm. I ain't gonna encourage nobody to hurt yourself, but I mean, that's what's gonna get you to your point to get some real help, then that's the problem that you're gonna have to go through. Literally, like, that's what it took me. Like, I had to get some help.
Stay strong. It's a process. It's a real process.
Okay, so, you
want to
set
a
time to go?
Yeah,
so. You know, we need yeah. Okay. Right. I just want to make sure that there's both seats and you should know something else.
me.